Steam, Steel, and Murder, bringing you the second and concluding part to Session 44. Not a lot to say, and the uploads have been delayed lately, so we'll get right into the story. Session 44, Part 2. We're back. Okay. So, yes, you guys will, you'll get the phone call saying that everything is fine and good. Do you tell them you're coming back in the morning on a food truck?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah, well, I guess what we can do is, we'll scout back down here during the daylight, on Monday. Or on Sunday, y'all go tell your friends you need to poison, you know, trank the meat.
Well, that's currently Friday, so if we wanted to do a raid, as soon as we've got the radio guy in, that's going to be tomorrow morning or whenever, so that won't be Monday.
Well, if we poison them on Monday, then we can just wait to do the radio operation till they seem all sluggish and whatnot. And if, you know, they don't come out, you know, when they normally do come out, then we, you know, we come down every night, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and wait for the drugs to take effect. And then when they do, we make our move.
I don't know how much meat they plan to poison, but they're probably not going to poison every single bit of meat they have. And we don't know how much of the non-strange animal meat has been given to the apes. So some of them might never get poisoned. Unless we poison every bit of meat.
Didn't we also set things in motion for Blair to try and talk to Watson and Crick?
Yeah, that was already set in motion. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting to hear back on it.
So, just making sure that we're still aware of it.
Yep. We did
and
that.
You talked to Blair about that.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a couple days, and, you know, if it doesn't happen... If they don't get sluggish by Wednesday or Thursday, we just move anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to assume that you guys are regularly checking Ada these days, seeing as that's how Blair says she would contact you.
Yeah, sure. I also, one of these days, I want to go see Ada and just check and make sure she's all right. Like, today.
Fair enough.
Because we know Constantine got to her. So, see if anybody else had.
Mm-hmm. But you do have a message waiting for you from Blair, who says that her contact has gotten back to her, and Watson and Crick have those files that were ordered a while ago. No mention of your names are made, but her contact has a hold of the files, and will deliver them to her in the morning.
We'll see her in the evening at normal time. I'll go check Ada, see if she's all fine and dandy.
Yep. She is still holed up in the place that she was put in, tapped into the phone system, and working along just fine.
No new taps, no new...
Go ahead and give me a roll there. Your probably burglary roll is what we're looking for. Trying to recognize someone else's.
6, 8 if you allow systems.
Yeah, that's fine. 8 is good. Actually, it looks like there has been some tampering, but it was to make the defenses more hardened.
Excellent. Well,
I think maybe Adrina might have done something on the way out of town.
Yep. I'll go home, get a few hours of sleep, and do some investigating during the day.
And what is our burgeoning robot fighting manager? you guys do go back to the apartment complex at some point in time after your sewer run. I'm sure you want to at least shower.
No, yeah. I mean,
yeah. All right.
But so we're gonna go back down to the sewers after.
Okay.
Shower, sleep, go back down to the sewers.
Okay. Well, Austin will be back by the time you guys come back to the lair.
Yes, the man from Australia, one of the places with the most poisonous creatures in the world.
Yep. I say hi, jump in the shower,
and get out. Yes, he smells like a sewer.
I'm ready to just look at him like, I don't even want to know what you were doing.
Yep, well, that's good. I go to the shower, and then I go to sleep. Then I wait for Gavin.
Well, before you get to sleep, you do get a message from your Cheka contacts. And actually, they can get your radio men here tomorrow, late afternoon, maybe early evening, depending on how soon the Zeppelin's able to land.
Yeah.
So, only took a day.
Yeah, he's not needed until Monday. And then we have a place picked out, and we'll allow him to set up. Well, we'll allow him to set up Sunday, Monday, and then. Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you want me to do with him, boss? Until then, take him. Want to put him up in a hotel or just keep him underground for a bit?
Keep him underground. Keep him underground. No need to put him in the system. Is he wanted for anything? Is he known as an operator?
No. He's got a really clean bill of health on his record. He's an old army buddy of mine, actually.
All right. Well, is there any problem with putting him up in a hotel? I mean,
no. We got the resources for it.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you wanted to, what you wanted to do with him.
Well, I mean, I don't mind putting him up on a hotel and having him. So long as he's able to keep his mouth shut and he won't attract attention, then let him stay in a hotel. That way he doesn't know about our system and our system doesn't get taxed more than it needs to.
Or sounds good. No, that's fine. He gives you the name of the hotel they're going to put him up in.
Yeah. All right. Well.
All right. And Sharon's back, so Elizabeth will have been doing her writing while you guys were out gathering all this information. So Elizabeth has got her writing all ready to send out by the time you get this call there.
I assume Gavin gets back at this time also.
No, Gavin isn't back yet, because Gavin won't be back until the morning.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting
something I want you guys to arrange. I'll be calling you. I want you to arrange for when we do turn up.
What do you want?
Get some copies of the other newspaper available and have them sort of delivered with whatever news these guys would normally get for when they pick up when they deliver the food truck.
I'm sorry, what?
When the food truck is delivered, presumably they'll pick up some news to take away.
Oh, you want some of them...
Some of the other newspapers to be stuck in there so they can find out some of the other side of the story.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I need to get some sleep, but I'll...
Yeah, well, you can ask. Just get Elizabeth to ask one of her reporter buddies. They're sure they can get
some. Yeah, that's fine. Get Spider. Spider on it. He's a weird guy. He'll probably be up.
What they're
going to
do is go around and get some newspapers together from the other place. That's about it, really. It's not like
I'll get I'll tell Elizabeth
that later.
She can do whatever she wants to. I'm going to bed. I got a lot of sewer diving to do tomorrow.
All right. So the detective is headed off to bed. Elizabeth, I guess you've been asked to see if you can collect some of the back issues of the I Hate It Here newsletter.
Okay, so I guess I try to do that. Collect some nice back issues. That shouldn't be too hard.
Nope. Give me a contacts roll. And you will succeed no matter your roll. It just depends on how well you succeed as to how long it will take.
helicopters are coming. Get down, get down.
Okay, that's a 6.
Oh, very easy. Yeah, you've got a contact that's kept back copies of it very easily. Actually, when you go to turn in what you've been writing for the last several hours, you can pick them up then if you wish.
That would be great.
All right, sounds good. So, in the morning then, you have arranged, Gavin and Hundegard, you've arranged to come back on the melon wagon. And the farmers have arranged to come back late.
Yep, let's see what disaster this brings.
Mm-hmm. Yep, somebody has a very loud open mic.
Sorry, that may be me. Tell me if it goes away.
Yes, it does. Just unmute when you wish to talk.
Okay, yeah, sorry, that's really weird because I haven't changed anything between settings. So has this only just come up or has it been on all the time?
Just started. At least this loud. All right, so yes, you guys are on the melon truck, and you do start clearing the checkpoints. The first checkpoint you come to, though, a guard actually comes up and talks to the lead truck, and there's some heated debating going on, and the guards actually do start checking through the trucks a little bit more than you noticed them doing the last time you snuck back into the city. Fortunately, they don't make it all the way down the truck line. After a while, they stop and just wave everybody through. At the next checkpoint, there is some more communications with the guard and the truck in the lead, and the guard actually goes back to the guard post and seems to be making a call. And after a while, he's nodding at the drivers and just lets everyone through.
Are we delayed yet? Actually, I have no idea what the normal timeline is, so I can ask one of the other drivers. Are we delayed yet or not?
Oh, yeah. They made the delay early on in the trip, so they're actually arriving about 2 hours late.
All right. No, that's perfect. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they tell you this when they let you off after they've cleared all the checkpoints.
Yeah.
So the guy in the truck says, they're pretty concerned about it that the guy in the first checkpoint was ordered to check through the trucks thoroughly. Apparently didn't really want to do his job too well. He stopped after the third truck. The second guy had told that he had to call in to base as soon as we arrived and that we needed to get this food up there fast.
Just
something great. About trying to stop another riot or some such.
Right. Oh, speaking of which, there'll be some news waiting for you to be picked up when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all fine.
Yep. And, yes, Elizabeth has arranged for them to pick up some copies of the I Hate It Here newsletter. All right. Yeah. You guys, how early did Marlowe want to start his day in the morning?
I mean, what time does the sun rise around here?
Yeah, probably 7 a.m.
And the monkeys go away at 6, I guess?
Yeah.
All right, then 6:30, I want to pop the lid and be down there.
All right, who are you taking with you this time?
Anyone who wants to come. We're going down to the sewers, do some scouting, and
I'll be going... What did you encounter the last time? You said you encountered... Because you blarred at the last...
Yeah,
the last time. So you said you encountered trouble with them.
Hundegard, you don't turn up till 10 o'clock or so with me. You're
kind of... Oh, right. Sorry, I thought you were saying this happened after we'd arrived.
Nope. 7 a.m. Nope. Or 6:30. So, I mean, y'all will know that we're going down there and y'all can join us, but we're going to... Be doing some...
Miss another adventure in the sewers. What a shame.
Yep, I know. Oh, I can smell the sewers from here. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So who is going with Mr....
Miss Detective, or not Detective, Miss Reporter. What's your name? I forget.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, you want to go down to the sewers?
Not particularly, but it sounds like a good story.
They're giant rats with tentacles.
But you're a big, strong guy, and you will protect me, so I will go with you.
Hmm. All right, well, and robot, or no, I don't know you. No, Aussie guy. You want to head down?
Yeah. It's not like I'm doing anything until Monday.
All right, well, we're all going down.
Yep. I make sure I change into a nice walking skirt first.
Yeah. And some sewer wading boots, right?
Well,
very,
sure.
Very high boots.
Yeah, don't you have a cat burglar S outfit? Outfit?
What now?
Cat burglar S outfit.
Why would I have that? I'm not a cat burglar.
Said you got rust. Anyways, whatever. All right, let's go.
You're assuming she did it with finesse.
Yes, I am. I have no idea.
She had the effort. She wouldn't have been caught, so obviously.
Right. All right, so you make your way. What sewer are you going down? The same one you did the night before?
Shefty's.
Okay.
And then we're...
You actually catch some of Chef D's employees kind of looking around as if to make sure they're not observed as they're pouring some stuff down into a sewer hole.
I thought the place got shut down and he was back to his trolley.
Well, yeah, he still has the restaurant, but it's been, you know, he can't legally sell food there. Not that he was ever legal about anything anyway.
Yeah, and I will grab a sandwich or two from something from our supplies so I can throw it to the bums if I pass them on their way by.
Sounds good. So, yeah, you guys go down that, the sewer, which is very close to where you left the bums the night before. And, yep. So where to? And by the way, sewers are dark, so how are people seeing?
Well, there shouldn't be monkeys out, so flashlights.
Everybody's taking flashlights then?
Yeah, very, very weak flashlights.
Sure.
Yeah, flashlight.
All right. You're in the sewer, and it smells like a sewer, looks like a sewer. Boy, it probably even tastes like a sewer. And now what?
let's go and see where if we can find some of these entrances to, you know, I don't have a quantity of explosives, so we're going to have to go through the main door. Or a side door.
So you're just going to go down down the main path then?
Yep.
Okay. You get, from the conversation you had the night before, you start going off till you get to pretty close to where they told you the first microphones are placed.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep going on, or do you do something about those?
Well, we're fairly quiet, aren't we?
I mean, as far as you know.
Yeah. So,
oh, dear.
I mean...
Actually, this would require new rolls since this is a new scene. So everybody do stealth rolls if you're trying to be quiet about it.
Everybody, stay close and be quiet. You have a 6 instead of whatever your pitiful score was before.
So everybody roll 40 fudge and then add 6 to it.
I got an 8.
I have a 7.
My dice are still rolling.
Okay, I rolled a 4.
7, 4. 2 more scores. All I see is a 7 and a 4 so far.
I rolled the gold dice with the 2 pluses and 2 neutrals.
Okay, so 6 for you. Well, 2 pluses and 2 neutrals, 8, never mind.
Yep.
I'm at a 7.
And you're at a 7.
Yeah, rolled the best.
Okay, so everybody is fairly stealthy, except for Miss Elizabeth, and she's still doing fairly well.
Miss Elizabeth, you mind spinning a dice there?
A 4 is pretty good, but that's whatever you want to do.
Well, I mean, wouldn't want to make a sound and alert them, and it's worth spending 1 chip now.
Oh, and while we're at it, everybody give me alertness rolls, too, for the scene. And just to try and get people all together, in an hour after you've been down here, you will get a quantum radio call from the other guys.
Right. I got a 9 for my alertness.
9? Okay.
Oh, I got 2 alertness.
Assuming we want to be with him.
Yes, yes. That is assuming that. But at least you will know that everyone is about. So I got a 9, 2.
I'm afraid I will have to go now. In any case, I didn't notice anything.
Nothing? 0?
Well, he said 2. He's got to leave. Right?
Oh, okay.
I got a 2.
I got a 2 as well.
Heading off, Joshua?
2 and 2.
Yep.
All right. Sorry, Joshua. Right before the ape encounter, I guess.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Take care, man.
I'll give Marlo my goals before I go.
Nah, those go away along with you.
All right. Bye-bye.
We leave him to drown in the sewer.
Yes, he suddenly is overcome by sewer gas and must leave.
Yep. Are y'all right. Coming down here?
Oh. They would not have. You're not far enough in just yet to receive the call. I'll tell you when. But who is in the lead? Is that going to be you, Marlo?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Sounds good. And you're leading with a big 9 alertness. Okay. I would like you to make an athletics roll.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. You may add +2 to it.
Athletics +2, 6.
6. Okay. Luckily with your military impressed hysteria and super awareness of traps, you just barely are able to twist your ankle out of the way as you're about to step on a plate that looks a little odd in the sewer ahead of you, and you do brush the edge of it, and there is kind of like a bear trap, sort of, you know, what a bear trap is. Everyone knows what a bear trap is, right? Yeah. Kind of just inches away from ripping off your foot as it kind of leaps up from the little plate you're about to step on. It's very well concealed.
And that makes a rather loud ting, I expect.
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Run. I mean, it's...
Okay.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, I don't want to drug them. I just want to go and put them out. Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nothing else seems to change, though. There's a loud click as the trap snaps together, and everything's still quiet afterwards.
Well, y'all probably need not to go. I mean, as much as I hate to say this, I barely avoided that, and there's probably more of them. So, this is, oh well.
And that's why you go first.
Exactly. Yeah, sure, so if there's any traps like claymores, they'll blow you up first.
Yes. It suddenly comes to you as to why the apes might be using the pipes on the ceiling to traverse the tunnel.
If only I had a might score and could do that. Sadly,
I have a might score.
Scrawny little one. Well, I mean, if you want to be orangutaning it up, that's probably what you need.
I have a might affair.
Actually, it's more of an athletics than might, but
athletics average.
I can orangutan it up with the best of them.
Mm-hmm. So not you're really. Gonna
you have endurance day to keep doing it for 5 hours?
Yes, I do. I have a excellent endurance.
Yep.
Because I am the meat shield, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have a great endurance. Why don't y'all stay down here, and I'm gonna ape it up for a bit.
So you're going to go through and...
Yeah, I'm going to do in athletics, you know, jump up and start doing what the apes do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good. Just give me an athletics roll. And what is your endurance?
Great.
Great, yeah. You can keep it up for a bit. I mean, not hours, but a bit.
Yeah, I have a 3 athletics. Three.
Yeah, that's good enough to be able to swing from pipe to pipe. It's actually placed fairly well to do this. You do notice that you don't go very much further down the pipe before the kind of the murky water that you were stepping through earlier is gone, and it's much flatter area where you can see quite well.
Oh.
And yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything else once you get out of that watered, kind of mucky area.
Okay.
Well, you do then notice a few more microphones down, through the hallway. It looks like there's one spaced every, you know, 100 feet or so.
Yeah. Well, then I'll go grab the party and, you know, just tell them to step where I step and let's be careful about this.
Does anybody have an athletics of less than 2?
Me. I think I have a fair. Nope, I got an average.
I have an average 1.
You have a 1. Okay, so both of you then make me athletics rolls. As long as you succeed, it's not much of a problem. If you fail, well, we'll see.
I got a 1.
That's a success. That's fine. It's a little awkward, but you're able to swing the distance.
Okay, I got a 2.
Okay. Total. All right, Elizabeth is a little bit more agile than you there, Ethan, and, you know.
No, that's Ethan. Not Ethan.
No, not Ethan, sorry. That is Austin.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, as Miss Elizabeth Rackham actually pulls ahead of you as she swings across. You don't have to go very far before you're out of the muck and you're onto more solid ground, and this is where you get the quantum radio call. As the rest of your group has apparently arrived safely back in Metapole, and says,
"Be quiet."
What up, bitches?
Yeah, I'll have it on its lowest setting and be pressing it up into my ear to listen.
Sorry about the noise. We're going through traffic at the moment.
See, you know what the best thing about radios is? The noise isn't dependent what's on your end. I have the settings. And I'm whispering this.
It turns out you turned it the opposite way and it's all turned up and everything.
No, I'm not a retard. So I can... I know which button goes where. These are
experimental radios. What kind of functionality do they have on them? Do they have adjustable...
Oh, look, speakerphone! No.
Well, they are quantum frequencies. Unfortunately, they're the exact same frequencies that the microphones work on.
Yeah. So
just as long as they don't have GPSs, we're all good.
Yeah, I blah them what's up, and you know, if y'all want to join, y'all can join. If not, don't care.
So, what exactly is your aim at doing this?
Well. For the love of Mike, we got to kill the apes. We're going to get in their base and see if they're keeping deer in their base and kill all the apes.
And you're doing that right this minute?
No, we're doing the scouting so we can get inside the base so that we don't all of a sudden, you know, run into an issue like there being a ton of killer rats. And us
how
going,
likely is that to happen?
Yeah, it... So, we can easily know about things like microphones and, you know, various things like that.
Yeah, then I'm sure you can handle that task on your own. I think we ought to stay out of it.
Alright, talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Alright, so you guys are on the dry area of the sewers as you press forward. Seeing as everyone's alertness rolls are pretty high... you are alerted ahead of time that it sounds like there are there's some heavy breathing up ahead.
So there is an ape guard.
You're not sure, and it's far enough ahead that your headlights are not illuminating anything, but your alertness rolls were all very high, so you're hearing some kind of light grunting and kind of heavy breathing. Sounds almost like snoring, actually.
No, oh, so it's asleep. Excellent. Well, let's sneak on past his. I wonder if they haven't been fed, if they're all just knocked out right now. That'd be cool. Well, let's find out.
So you're just going forward then?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Okay. Well, it's considering you all have very bright headlights in a darkened tunnel.
We turn off our lights. We're going to be all sneaky.
All right, then only one of you is going to be able to see then, as far as I know.
The guy who left.
Yeah, the guy who left.
Yes. So, yes, you do not have access to his gear. So, yep. No one's actually seeing right now.
Well, nope. Let's put a cloth over one of the flashlights so it's, you know, acting like a really, really torch
dim light.
That's been dampened, and we'll just, you know, just enough for us to see barely ahead of us.
Okay, good enough. So what you're coming to is kind of like a junction area where the main tube is, and this looks like there's a lot of more conduits coming into this area. You think that a lot more electrical and power lines are, this is like a switching area. So it's almost like a room. And this is almost directly underneath Dare's mansion. And there do appear to be four apes kind of milling around the room. They're kind of crouched down, reclined, and it really does sound like snoring. They made a miserable roll since it's the time they're normally asleep, and even with the penalty for the light, they have not noticed you. But there are four of them here, twitching about as they lay in slumber.
Well, let's.
And they do have lighter armor on than the ones you had seen before. Basically, just chest pieces.
Coup de grace. No. Let's go past them and see what's up.
All right. There's actually no past them, as it looks like there's been like a concrete wall put up. This is where it ends. You can see that the sewer part of it actually continues below the concrete wall, but the passage ends here. There are the inset ladders in the wall. There's two sets of them actually going up from here.
Going up, but none going down?
None going down.
So and yeah.
From what you're doing navigation-wise, you think those ladders go right up into right where the bottom of Dare's mansion would be.
Well, shoot, doggy. And this is where all the apes come from. Mm-hmm. So these four ain't the only ones up here. So let's look for something that looks like an elevator or something that leads downward.
Okay. If you're going to be bustling about the room, I'm going to continue to give them rolls each round as you do this.
Well, I'll get everyone else to back off. And so I'm the only one who's doing this. And
all right. Still giving them rolls.
Yeah.
One turns over and starts scratching himself and falls back into sleep as you're looking around. Give me an investigation roll, actually, since you're searching for something as opposed to just kind of flat out looking. Your passive alertness, I should say.
That's going to be a 5, and if I can use examination, it's a 7.
5, not really examination here, but it really looks like those two ladders going up are, this is a dead end. The concrete wall is, it seems to be sound. You can't really determine that there's any kind of secret passage there. The ladders look, like they're new though. They look like they'd be able to support a lot of weight.
So he'd be able to see through a monkey scratches on the bars.
Yeah.
It does look like they've been going up and down these ladders quite frequently.
So the basement of Dare's. I've been in Dare's basement before, right? Like.
Yeah, because you were looking around for security detail once. It's a big basement.
Like, but Dare wasn't down. There wasn't a space to hide real Dare in Dare's basement.
Yeah. I mean, you're assuming he was hidden in the basement.
Yeah, I mean,
you're assuming a lot of things there, Nick.
Yeah, I know. I just, I mean, he could have been someplace else and yada, 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 but we had.
Now, you've never been back into Dare's place since Fake Dare has taken over, as far as you know.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just, it's awfully weird to me. Oh, well, I'm missing something here, clearly, but such is the nature of the world.
As you scratch your head in debate.
Yeah, I head out. I mean, if I can't see anything.
Yeah, it just looks like there's those two ladders going up.
Yeah, well, we know where it is, and we'll...
And know the 4-8's there sleeping right now.
Yep.
They're not disturbing you from going and looking.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to knock them on their head and go, where's the mansion? Where's the secret base? Tell me you're also...
Oh, you just go look up the ladders already. You know that's what we're trying to get you to do.
I know, but there's no way in hell I'm...
Compel, bit, compel!
Yes, I climbed the secret ladder up into the base. What?
All right, so okay. you start climbing the ladder. All right, fair enough.
Wait, what?
Did anyone remember to bring their cans of Ape Be Gone with them?
Yeah, what is the... Whatchamadiggy, what's the lock up top?
Okay, so you do start climbing up the ladders. All right. The apes, the snoring stops.
Oh, shit, I stop.
even the sound of the heavy breathing that you're hearing earlier has also stopped. All those not in the room have noticed this, too, because their snores were quite loud.
Notice that the snoring stopped?
Complete non-motion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. After a bit, you start hearing the heavier breathing again, and then the snores start again.
Oh, no. Bad plan. It was aborted. This action was aborted. And I boogaloo out of there.
All right.
Abort to dodge.
Oh, okay. As you're leaving, once again, the snores suddenly stop. It becomes
light off.
Yeah. And it becomes very quiet. I would like everybody to initiate now, please.
Son of a bitch.
You've got lighter armor. There won't be as much hard.
That was in use. Oh, wow. That was a great addition for all.
Oh, well, they sucked. Okay. Let's see.
Oh, they didn't suck as hard as I did.
All right, so what did you end up getting?
A 2.
So did they.
I will spend a point to go before them and... Yeah, I'll spend a point on X-Major. I know combat situations.
Do you want to do it as just a +2, or do you want to do a reroll?
I'll do it as a +2.
All right, so you're going to go on a 4, apes at a 2. Yeah. All right, Miss Rackham.
Yeah, which stat is that?
Alertness.
Ooh. Okay, I would like to spend a point to give myself a 3.
Okay, what did you end up rolling?
A 1. I'm sorry, nothing. Ended up rolling nothing.
Okay, so if you spend a point, you'll be able to get a 2.
Alertness, and that gives me a 4.
Okay, gotcha. So also a 4 with Elizabeth. And Austin?
2. So
2
far.
For Austin. Okay, do you want to up that or not?
I'm fine.
Remember, it's not who runs the fastest. It's just if people run faster than you.
Exactly. I'm not meant to go fast. I'm not meant to be fast. I'm meant to shoot hard. That's about it.
All right. The apes, their action is, they're still trying to pinpoint exactly what's going around. So they're making alertness rolls this round to find out who is where and to get their bearings. Yep. Austin, what are you doing?
Oh, it's me already.
Yeah. Oh, just tell me what you intend to do. We're going from lowest to highest, so.
Oh, lowest to highest?
Yeah.
I'm readying my action, getting into a defensible pose, pulling out my Tesla rifle.
Okay, so you're readying a weapon and becoming defensive. And Elizabeth, what are you doing?
I'm wearing a freaking skirt. I'm getting out of there.
Running. That's always a good one. And Marlo. Take your action. Marlo, you're first. What are you doing?
I was just gonna sneak away. I mean.
Alright. Well, you're sneaking away and Elizabeth is running, so you're both going away. That's fine. Okay, So you're gonna have to run through the water unless you want to swing back across, which is it for both of you. There's not a handy, manhole cover here.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to sneak away. I mean, I'm not swinging. I'm not.
You're just trying to hide.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're going to take the same roll that you had before, which was a 7 for your sneak. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, so you're sneaking. Elizabeth, to get out of here, you're going to have to swing back across. There's not a ready manhole cover, which you can do. But, you will have to monkey bar it over again if you wish. I'm not going to make you roll again. I'm going to use the same roll. So, if you want to, you can, but you're going to have to cross that water again.
Is there any place good to hide right there?
Sure, you can attempt to hide. That's fine.
Okay, I'm going to hide.
We'll use your same roll of 4 from previous. It's just the same scene. And, Austin, you and the apes go at the same time. My apes here are going to try and find out where everybody is. Okay. What are you doing, Austin? Well, you already told me what you're doing. You're readying your gun. You're the only one who's not actually trying to stay hidden. Yeah, so, guess what happens this Yeah. So, the next round, the apes are going to see Austin and run and try to devour him like the tasty tidbit that he is. They did not actually see either Marlo or Rackham. Their alertness rolls ended up being a big fat...
I'm a distraction there. Yep.
No, it's... Oh, God. All right, well...
So that's their action. Austin, I assume you're going to either run for your life or start firing.
I don't know if I can outrun them. But, you know, I will run.
You will
I'll
run
I'll make
for
them
it.
Chase me so then they can look for stuff.
Okay, so you will have to swing back across again, unless you just want to run through the water. Running through the water will be faster, but you might step on a trap. Which is it?
I might step on a trap, or they might monkey bar me.
Yep. You're definitely going to be slower on the monkey bars, but if you run through the water, you might still be able to escape. Which is it?
The water.
The water. All right.
I'm faster on foot. I have fleet of foot, so.
Oh, very nice. I'm going to go with your previous athletics roll to get across, and you got fleet of foot, which is, you know, that'll be quite nice. So that's what your roll is going to end up being is a 4. Unless you want to use the fleet of foot to re-roll your initial roll instead of adding the +2. Your choice.
+2.
Okay. 4 is good. So that won't happen quite yet. And, Miss Rackham, it doesn't look like, the apes have noticed you. What do you intend to do this round?
I intend to actually stay hidden and hope they run past me.
Okay. That works. And you can take an action after they move past you if you wish, since it sounds like you're waiting. And Marlo.
I will wait till they run past me. I will go get Elizabeth, and we will head down the opposite way.
Okay. Sneaky. You're both waiting for what the apes do. So... the apes and Austin kind of act at the same time. Austin, with your fleet of foot, you actually are faster than them. You do run down the hallway, maybe screaming, maybe not.
He's actually doing as much noise as possible to make every gorilla run after him.
Okay, so you are screaming down the hallway, and you don't happen to step on any of the bear traps. So you are being chased, but it seems like you are a bit faster than they are right now. Although they do seem to be moving a little sluggishly.
They just
the apes have just passed you, Elizabeth and Marlo, chasing your friend who has gone screaming down the dark, dark alley. Yeah. I think you do have your torch, though. You're welcome to have it on if you wish, whichever.
Yeah, he's going to have it. I could always shoot the pipes and electrocute them.
We're going down the opposite hallway, so that basically they're running one way. We're sneaking away the other way.
So, Marlo is trying to lead you down a side path there. Miss Rackham, are you following him, or do you wish to do something else?
I am totally following him.
Nice. All right.
I'm not even taking pictures. Just time to get out of there.
Okay. Now, once again, remember, there is no side passage. You're still going to have to cross the water or swing across to get to the nearest side passage. So, yeah, but you can certainly do that, as the monkeys have already, you know. Yeah, and they, by the way, they did run right through the water, and you saw Austin run right through the water as well.
Yeah, we'll be silent.
Running right through the water, because if everyone else can do it, so can we.
Well, no, let's just be silently monkey bar. I mean, they're going to be busy with him. So we silently monkey bar across, and then we silently go down the way down a side passage, and they never knew we were here.
Okay, so you are both escaping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Monkey bar or not. Escaping. Yes. Rackham is free to run through the water if she wishes, or whichever is fine. Or stealth through the water. Meanwhile.
Whichever meanwhile. One will do less damage to my boots.
Mm-hmm. Austin, so you're being chased. You feel like what's your endurance rating?
Wait, I have endurance rating?
That's what I'm asking. Okay.
That's all right. The point.
If you have no endurance, they will be able to run you down. Even though you're faster initially, you're going to tire before they will.
I'm going to tire. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, there are any number of manhole covers that you can jet up before they catch you. But, yeah, that's up to you. That's up to you.
Are they monkey barring, or are they running through the water?
They're running through the water right now. They're kind of rolling through in their, you know, four-limbed gait.
Yeah, I'll try to go up one of the manholes. Because if I can get out of the manhole and they're climbing up the ladder, and if I shoot them, they're vulnerable.
Yes. You are actually two stages faster than them, so yes, you are able to actually scamper up a manhole cover before they reach you.
And then aim my rifle at the manhole. I'm just like, come on out, I dare you.
Yeah, they don't seem to be following you up the manhole cover, although they are kind of making hooting calls beneath the ladder in the manhole.
I'm gonna give them
pounding their chests.
I'm going to look down, give them the finger, and walk away.
One of them hurls feces at you. He doesn't have good aim, though, so... Well, he might have good aim. No, he has exceptionally poor aim.
Okay.
All right.
I feel all proud of myself because I outrun a monkey.
A drowsy, sleepy monkey.
Exactly.
All right, so you guys can meet back up.
Yeah. Well, this will be interesting. I'll meet back up. So basically, I say the new plan is they appear to need the meat. You know, we correlate, and they appear to need the meat, you know, for the next 2 days. They appear to be out. So, Monday, spike the meat.
Nothing is stopping the radio plane from going ahead. You can just radio knock them out.
Well, we spike the meat. This way we have two things working. We spike the meat, and we do the radio.
But before we meet up, actually, Hundegaard and myself are going to go meet the guy to get the Watson and Crick information. If there needs to be a scene or not.
Yeah, seeing as we took the time to get it made and everything.
Sure. Yeah, you can meet up with you can meet up with Miss Blair, and she hands you over a folder. It's the information on the apes, the genetic research on the apes. And there's another small footnote on blood samples that you had left quite a while ago with them as well. They weren't sure if it was part of the same report or not, so they added it together. They put it on there.
If we're not meeting her at the diner, I hand her a thing of coffee.
Yeah. I'm sure you're meeting at the diner. It's one of the safe places you have in common.
Yeah.
All right. So here's your lab reports, guys. Watson and Crick they were signed over as part of an experiment. The experiment results. They don't know who was getting the reports, and my man didn't mention, so they're still kind of out of the loop.
See, huh?
Yes. Do you want to thumb through it there, or she looks very tired.
It will not mean anything to me. Oh, actually, I will have a quick look, so I'll memorize it in case something happens to these particular pages. But otherwise, I'll see it's full of alchemical stuff and go, I have no idea what this means.
I have academics, so I could have a look, but I don't have alchemy, so
right.
There's a chance it may mean something.
Well, both of you can just make me rolls just off your book learning intelligence, because some of it's just straightforward medical results.
Oh damn!
That's I only got a 6. I don't know what's going on.
So I'm on a 3.
On a 3. Actually, they're both enough. Yes, it does go into some mathematical gobbledygook that you. Assume is part of the alchemical formula that you don't understand. But there's just some basic science in there as well. One being that, no, these are not humans that have been genetically engineered. They are, in fact, apes. It looks like they have, they use the term uplifted. Their intelligence has been increased a bit. Strength has been increased a bit. Endurance, about the same. Blood work is, they're mostly still animals. But their intelligence has been slightly boosted, was the main gist of it. This was done through chemical alterations. There is a note about the wiring that was attached to the brains. Apparently, as far as they could tell, it is some kind of radio network system. It does not control the apes, but it does allow them to communicate together in kind of a herd fashion, or a pack fashion. And it seems that their diets have been mostly carnivorous, which is a change for this particular species, to have this much meat as their diet. And with your higher role there, you're able to decipher some of the chemical information that's there. And apparently, all of the apes have been injected with something that it looks like their uplifted intelligence needs a chemical to keep it active in the blood. And they were able to determine that this chemical only stays in the system for between 24 and 48 hours before the body purges it. And without the chemical, they revert back to normal intelligence levels.
Yes, boss delivered in the meat. Although that does make Sunday a problem, given that they only get to do a delivery on Friday and Monday.
They ration out Friday. Or they just get it a big one on Friday. I mean, that's all that means.
So this does mean if we can somehow get a reverse chemical, we can drug the meat with that first before we get them put whatever.
Or if we wish to be crude about it, we could actually just give them something to purge the system a little faster.
Well, we can discuss, once we get together, we can discuss this. So we'll thank Miss Blair and let her get on with the first three. Unless there's something we need to. We passed on the names. Has she heard anything about? Well, that wasn't clear on that. Did we get the names for the scientists' wives, etc., of those who hadn't been picked up yet or not?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and so has there been any update on that?
Yes, the Czech agents have located some of the families, still alive, still fine. The next most recent one on the list has not been seen in a few days, but the name below that is just fine. Okay. So they've located, but they don't know what you want them to do with them once they've found them. Oh, and as a side note, the blood sample that you weren't sure if it belonged to, they also cannot make well, they have nothing to compare it to. Nothing in their system compares, but it is a woman that is roughly in her early 20s, and that's the best they could do. They have nothing to compare it to otherwise.
Yeah, we got that earlier, yep. Actually. Yeah, and we wanted them to disappear the family to Savage Island, I thought. Right, Gavin?
I wasn't 100% positive. I thought that's what we'd arranged.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we...
Then you can confirm that once you get the contact from the checker.
But the first thing, well, aside from tracking down that one name that we can't find, is we may want to... I don't know if we'll have time this session or not, but set up a ambush for the hitters when they come.
Yeah, well, like I said, we get the checkers to do that.
We got a whole weekend to kill, literally.
Well, yeah. Well, I want to check out, do some research on the sewers of Dare's. He stays at his office most days, so. Let's check out those sewers. See what's up there.
The sewers underneath the main guild establishment?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all get back together and we blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, that's a lovely smell you've discovered.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Probably the simplest solution would actually be to... not even just try to counteract the drug, you just poison it. You know, poison the food supply.
Yeah.
Just a little bloodthirsty, but it would be very effective.
We don't know. Lots of things. We don't know how much of the meat has been given to the apes. We have no idea.
Yeah. Let's just... We get them to trank the meat. I mean, wherever it's going, it's not going to the people.
It may go to the people. We can't say that. They deliver a lot of meat.
Or just people.
They're not going to die for tranks.
No. I know what we do. I don't know what we do. If we wanted to guarantee the meat going to the apes, we'd get some pigs.
Yeah.
Meat is pretty much probably going to be pure ape.
If they can get pigs, they can get pigs. If they can't, they can't. We tell them to spike the meat. On Monday night,
it's Sunday night for the Monday delivery.
Yeah, for the Monday delivery on Monday, Monday around 12. They're
a little bit late, so they really don't have the time to analyze the meat.
Yeah, they're a little bit late. At 12, we give them about 3 to 4 hours. We go down there, we wait. They feed, we get them to switch the radio on, and then we just kill all the apes, and then we go upstairs and see what the hell's going on.
I don't want to just kill the apes. But do we have, in this, I assume in this world, we have trank guns?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get trank guns.
But the problem is,
Do you want to control an ape army or not?
No, I don't.
You complained about the lack of an airship. I'm giving you the chance for an ape army.
Yeah, I blame you by the way. We could have had...
I'm asking this time, do you want an ape army or not? I think we should have an ape army, especially if the city starts rioting. We want a force on our side.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
To me, they seem a little bit like unreliable agents at best, but I think keeping them alive and nicely stupefied would be better than just killing them outright, because I think several very large, angry
people.
As I was saying, I think several very large, angry apes would be a bit of a handful for our adversaries as well.
These are monkeys. All right, whatever. All right.
Come on, the gorilla army. It has to happen.
we'll see what probably believe the French have certain controls that we lack and all kinds of stuff. We'll never get this off the ground, but if y'all can we'll do what
point, we can. Knock the apes out, and we can deal with them afterwards once we find out a bit more about how they're controlled.
Yeah, fine. Let's get this in motion. We do one day of scouting below, and y'all go out there Sunday. Then we all meet back up at the sewers, and then we go. So, we get this done.
All right, well, we'll take care of one of these very quickly. Trying to get into the sewer system below the guild system proper. They actually do have a fair amount of security. You actually have to get very far away from the main center to be able to pull up a sewer lid. As the ones closer in, you can't.
What about getting lost in the subway?
What do you mean?
Did the sub still operate? Subway?
Yeah, the subway still operate, although remember from when power crashed down, the main changing station is no longer operable. They have not repaired that yet. It's not been nearly enough time. But they have sealed off the tunnels going into there now.
Oh, okay. I just, if we could just go down there and check and
then find a nearby abandoned warehouse and go through this entrance.
Yeah, you can. You just have to get, like I said, you can't be, it's not all the sewer entrances that are very close to the main guild establishments. They're not made to be entered that way. You have to go further out, go into the sewers, and you notice that they don't have the microphones like you were seeing around theirs, but they do have cameras. They do have secured doorways where they've got actual metal, like grate style doors that are closed and locked. You want to be doing some lock picking or blowing out grates, you can go further. But they do have security down in these sewer systems.
Well, an atomizer or two filled with ink can take care of cameras.
Then they'll know that we're coming.
Yeah. Then they'll know that we know about the cameras. Are there light sources for the cameras? Or?
There are, actually. The sewers that are this close to the guild headquarters have these, inset into the concrete walls. They've got electric lights.
Okay.
Now, and it doesn't provide, a huge amount of illumination, but more than enough for the cameras to function.
Now, could I just pull the old, I flash the camera with a light source, it telescopes out to, deal with that particular fact and just move on past it so that it's a...
Well, they're not that sophisticated. They're not, the cameras are not reactive to any of that. Those don't really exist in the world unless someone has, privately invented them.
Okay, so, yeah. But then I should probably be able to sneak past these things. I mean...
Maybe. I mean, they're angled such that there's a great deal of coverage from one to the next. I mean, there's
right.
It really depends on who's watching. Like, is it all just being recorded, or do you have someone actually watching the cameras? Because no, you can't sneak past them if you've got if you've got someone who's actually aware of what's going on. There's no real dead spots.
And awake, and
yeah.
And he can outspot my sneaky roll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is. He gets a roll, I get a roll, and
we yeah, but see you will be at negative since it is so well covered. It's just a matter of whether or not there's somebody on duty watching right now. And then there's the question of the sluice grates that are locked. Do you pick those locks? Do you just blow open those locks?
Yeah,
what do you
just
do?
Pick.
Okay. I mean, what's your score for burglary?
I have a 6.
Yeah, you don't have to roll. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah. Now, I just... I'm thinking about it, because... go ahead and move on to the next thing on the list, because I want to think about whether or not I want to do it.
Well, if we can get a hold of something like fireworks and drop some something the equivalent of a Roman candle down at one end, and then just look go in and look someplace else, that'll have everyone looking at the wrong screen.
Right, but then it's one of those where I don't want them to know that someone might be probing. So, this is one of those where we're just gonna, fake dares not at the mansion, then we're just gonna have to do this on, I don't suppose
we could take advantage of the civil angst going on at the moment, inspire a few rioters to make a bloodless demonstration.
What?
Well, if
we could use the rioters. The attention. Yeah, we could use the rioters, stage a riot someplace, drop a few very, very bright fireworks down
a hole. You know, people don't do that. That's one of those that the alert level raises when you do something suspicious. So they're going to have a guy just watching the cameras. And, I mean, he's going to be at least that paranoid. So we'll move on past this.
All right, so the question is, do you go through the camera areas or not?
I want to get everything else covered and then come back to this if we could.
Okay, so then what do you guys want to do after you were stymied by the video cameras?
I don't suppose it'd be actually possible for us on the video cameras to have our resident computer engine expert give them false information? If we could attach a portable Babbage engine to it?
I mean, someone would have to sneak up to a camera, attach something to the camera. This is all hardwired in.
Let's let your resident expert have a little crack at it. You can take a look at the system and see what you think.
It'll be easier if it's transmitting wirelessly back to base, but I don't know if that's actually what's happening or not. So you need a computer roll of some kind, I assume?
Yep.
Really? Never would have thought we need one of those. Right. Minus, minus, minus. Ah, yeah, it was actually. All right. Yeah, it's a two.
Two. Well, with a two, they're running on broadcast power. While the video signal itself is a hard wire, the power is being drawn for broadcast power.
Yeah. Pretty much what I suspected.
Yeah.
So, yep. You could take the power out to all the cameras all at once.
By taking the power out to the city or
no, locally? He could localize it. Since it's broadcast, he could actually jam it so that it's not receiving power.
Now, what you've got to ask yourself is, do they have a battery backup of some kind in case power goes down?
It doesn't look like it.
If you just take them out, that's as suspicious as blowing something up at the other end of the city.
Or, of course, you could make it a symbol demonstration of protests. The power grid has been a proud feature of Metapol technology. It was part of Tesla's dream city. I'm sure it would make sense as a logical target if someone was to damage the power distribution.
Let's not to the entire city. People who are on hospital, you know, needing power. When it comes time to, you know, blow past this stuff, he'll lock out all the cameras so they don't know where we're coming from, and then we'll sneak on by and do our assault. So, I say it's monkey time assault. Oh, and we find a appropriately abandoned radio station and prep it for the guy.
See, the problem I'm having is that logically, character-wise, and I'm pretty sure Hundegaard will be with me, is that we would arrange for have an assault on the hitters happen during the weekend while we're setting up the monkey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, whereas what?
We would arrange for a trap to be sprung on the people who are going around killing the scientists' wives over the weekend. We'd arrange for that while you... Because the monkey stuff isn't happening until Monday at best of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd arrange to do something over the weekend. Although, time-wise, you just want to go on to the monkey signs.
I mean, we're kind of busy here.
You are.
We're waiting for Sunday. You are busy. We are not.
Well, y'all are going to sleep. Yeah. Y'all going to sleep most of Saturday away. You got...
No, we came in...
We came in a reasonable time.
Not all our sins.
Well, y'all had to... Y'all went out there late last night, got back... You know, y'all have to sleep at some point.
Yeah, we did. We slept at the farm. The farmstead.
Yeah, they were done with the farm before midnight, and then they weren't on the road until,
good Lord,
7 a.m. So they got a good 7 hours of sleep.
Well, then that was... I thought the farms were significantly more distant than that.
No,
but
that's why they were able to get there from a bicycle.
I mean,
I'm not a boosted bicycle, admittedly, but yes. Still a bicycle.
Yeah.
And probably still a little green about the gills.
Yeah. All right.
But
well,
logically, character wise, we would try and do that first, although I can see why, out of game wise, you want to go to the monkey business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be. I got other stuff to do.
Fair enough. So.
So are we splitting the party again?
Yeah, I mean, yes. I got sneaking. I have to discover about the cameras down below. I have to, you know, see radius. I got a ton of stuff I'm doing.
Yep.
So, yeah, I assume it's actually, you know, 2 or 3 p.m. on Saturday, and I got to sleep, so. Mm-hmm.
So, the rest of you.
The question is, where do we want to have a riot?
What? No. They're talking about the, there are people going around murdering mechanics' families, and they're going to try to set up an ambush for them.
Yeah, but she could also be talking about where do you want the riot to happen on Monday.
Yeah.
We don't want a riot to happen.
You sure about that? That yes. was some of the stuff that you did in the forums. We're talking about setting up distractions.
Yeah, I know. I don't mind hitting the airports, but, I mean...
And Blair was going to arrange to get the Agen Yixen, whatever they're called, to be distracted on Monday, on whenever we did the hit in the morning, but that doesn't necessarily equate to needing a riot set up.
Yeah, I mean, riots get out of hand really quick. But, I mean, a riot could be useful.
Yeah, it could be a fake riot. I mean, you get the people who actually aren't really rioting and know they're not really rioting, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good.
We can get a demonstration together someplace and get the authorities and interested parties looking the other way. So,
yeah, overload the system. I mean, hit the airports, do the Jaeger thing, and then do the riot.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're really splitting the party here.
But
okay. What do you want to do, Austin? What do you want to do?
To be honest, I just sat back down after putting my plate away, so I'll go with wherever Undergard goes. That's very simple for me. I was kind of like oblivious for half of that because I was gone and I get back and I'm like, what does Austin want to do?
The most obvious thing for us to do in terms of that is to go track down that name that hasn't been checked in, as it were, the next one on the list.
I mean, honestly, the easiest thing to have happen here is just not have the killers show up. I mean, have them wait, have the killers not show up, and then we all hunt them down together later.
Yeah, but if there's going weekend of stuff happening,
we have all learned the dangers of leaving things till later. I mean, there are so many things we have not finished. It is about time we started finishing our business. We actually see a job through to the end for once before it gets out of hand and more people die.
I'd just like to say, A, we can get the checker to do this. B, I mean, we can do this as a party together later. I mean, this is one of those things that does not need to happen now. I mean, that it's really up to the killers when they show up, not up to us.
But the other thing is, your character has expressed some things that he is going to be doing, but a lot of it sounds like he's going to be doing it himself. So then everyone else has a weekend to do something. So
yeah, exactly my point.
I have two things I'm doing.
My we worked in on the action. Robot.
Yeah. I'm going to be building my Rack'em Sack'em robot while being with Mr. Hundegard and Gavin. I almost called him Gavin, even though I know that's wrong.
Yeah. All right.
Well, the first thing we'll do is look into where that person, next name on the list, check in with them and see if they're actually around, if there's any clue, say, still alive. I mean, if we're lucky, we can get this wrapped up this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
See, whatever you're talking about.
And is Elizabeth going to join the inquiry for the missing family, or...
I let her know that's a better story. I mean, I'm going to be sneaking around in snowers, so I'd recommend you go.
Yeah, I'd rather not go back.
That's an actual story. This is
I'm going to investigate the missing families, but
yes.
I'm also going to shoot off a quick note to Anton that maybe the protesters would be best served by targeting power plants. Ooh. Over the next week.
Okay, nice. Give me a context roll. We'll see how high of a priority the Anton puts your requests.
In the entire way there, I wouldn't be complaining how I got chased through the sewers by monkeys.
Okay, that's 3.
Oh, very good. Okay. Anton smells that you have a deeper use for this, but is willing to play along. And asks, hypothetically, if such a demonstration were put on, what would be the best time for it to happen?
Guys, would that be Monday, maybe?
Monday around noon.
Monday around noon.
Yes. All right. He says, wait for my Sunday editorial.
Oh, this is not going to go horrendous at all, is it? No. what the hell? This is fun.
All right. So you guys want to check out the missing family. Actually, it's just a woman, no children, that's gone missing. And it's one of the reasons why the Cheka have been having some problems with it, because she could have just be visiting elsewhere. She could be out of Metapole. They haven't been able to determine that. She does not have employment in Metapole. Apparently, her bank's accounts were flush. She does have an apartment here, but she has not been seen in the last few days. But that could mean any number of things.
Any activity in her bank account?
No activity in the bank account in the last few days.
Told us this?
The Cheka actually have influence enough that they can get that information.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what they've been buying up.
Okay, well, I presume that was her apartment, but we'll visit her apartment anyway. That's the most obvious thing, the place to start.
Mm-hmm. And you do have a Cheka agent that is covering it, so... whether or not you check in with him or not, he is the guy on the park bench across reading his newspaper with his dog sitting nearby.
Newspaper's upside down.
Nope. He's better than that. He's not wearing dark glasses. He's not in a dark trench coat.
He looks like poke through the paper.
No, he looks like every other person in this neighborhood, which is a middle classist. It's this is a working neighborhood, but not working poor, middle class.
In that case, we don't notice him and go straight up.
All right. So you do have the apartment number. Do you check in with the desk beforehand or just go up? You do need to be buzzed in. So that's the first hurdle. So you buzz her room, I assume, and of course there's no answer from her room.
Now, what you do is a simple trick is just buzz all the rooms until someone opens the door without checking who it is.
Yes.
If they've got names on them, you buzz one and you say, is this so-and-so of the name of the person next door? And they say, no, it's not, sort of. And you just keep doing that until someone opens the door.
Someone does eventually buzz you in and the door opens. Yeah. And,
yep. You could always just say the other there to read the gas meter.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have other ways of getting in.
Yep. Third floor apartment. There's about five apartments per floor. There is somebody behind the desk at the front who seems to be reading a newspaper right now. Headlines explaining how Metapol helps the common person.
Of course it does.
Conflict is good for growth.
Taking away the drudgery of making your own decisions from day in, day out, you know, just taking away that from you and saving you so much by time by telling you how you should act, when you should act, and what you should buy.
So you can concern yourself with the real important things.
Like what to watch on television, and who's going to win that newest boxing robot competition.
Who?
We all know it's going to be Eddie.
All right, so you just go up to the room?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. It's locked, of course.
I have no interest in subtlety at this point.
Right. If your burglary is over 3, you don't need to roll. It's just an average lock.
Can I just check the door for signs of tampering with awareness or anything?
Yes, you can. Just give me an alertness roll. Actually, everyone can just go ahead and give me their alertness rolls for this team.
Come on. Woohoo! Fail!
2.
Right,
3. Come on. I have pity about my terrible alertness. That's a 4.
Okay.
I suppose I could use investigation instead, could I?
Nope. This not is just at passive. This
point. Once we're inside, we'll investigate, but at the moment we're just looking around, being alert. Mm.
So, what did you get there for Gavin?
3.
Gavin. 3. And for Elizabeth? Have we lost Elizabeth again?
Nope, I got a 2.
Okay, very good. Right, yes, with the 4, well, actually, all the way down to 2, no, the door looks perfectly fine. No scratches around the lock, nothing that looks like it's forced. It's a pretty common lock, which Gavin can, cough and bump into and have it open.
Seriously? It doesn't look like it's been tampered with.
People are so careless, aren't they? They just leave their doors wide open.
You go in,
all right? It's a fairly nicely appointed apartment. It's got a 1-bedroom, 1-bath, and a fairly large living space. It's very tidy. Nothing really looks like anything's happened here very often. You know, there's not like any food sitting out that hasn't been eaten. Nothing to arouse suspicion.
Right, we don't trust this. We look around. No dead body in the bed or anything?
Not as such, no.
No squeaky loose floorboards or wrong dimensions?
Nope, not so much. Let's see. Elizabeth, give me an investigation roll.
Wow. Well,
that sucked.
Uh-huh. So is it a negative total?
Yeah, it's a negative total.
It's okay.
It's negative 1.
All right, good enough. Okay, yeah, it's... The only thing that you guys are noticing is that... even with a negative 1, and the rest of your alertness rolls, her closets have... more hangers than there are clothing, and actually there are very little in the way of clothing hung up right now or in her dressers. There's still some left behind, but I mean you can tell that there's clothing missing.
Is her suitcase there?
There is no suitcase present.
I wonder where she fled to. Or if we were meant to think that she simply fled.
This is going to sound very weird, but I'm going to look through her drawers. Are things like underwear, socks, you know, normal stuff that people wouldn't leave home without still there?
Some is. The rattier quality, the more worn stuff. If she had better stuff, and you would assume she would, given the opulence of the rest of her room and, you know, the solid middle class area that she's living in, it's all missing.
Okay.
The room also has a phone, by the way.
Yeah, I want to know what the last number dialed was, but that'll alert the front desk to the fact that we're up here in a room which we're not supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a notepad near the phone.
Fine. Is there a pencil?
I'm sure you could come up with one.
Yeah, we do the obvious.
Yes, yes. There's like a grocery list. There's a time listed and an address listed. This was all looks like about 2 days ago, but yeah, nothing really else. No names or anything. It looks like she was doodling out a shopping list and then maybe she got a phone call or something because then she wrote down like a time and a question mark. Looked like there's part of an address, like she may have been familiar with it. So she just jotted down something that, you know, shorthand. So it's kind of hard for you to make out. Well, considering you work for city planning, sure.
I have a high streetwise as well.
Yes, yes.
I got a streetwise of 5. What the hell am I going to point into that for?
Well, it would make sense considering where you worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's without my speech. I think I probably know where it is.
Yes, 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 you do.
Unfortunate, gentlemen, I'm getting a bad feeling about this, but shall we? And lady.
I don't believe we have any choice in the matter.
No, I don't all think right. We do.
Let's go.
All right. The address, well, the address or partial address you have is the train station. Or right outside of a train station, I should say. Like, there's a coffee shop that is still running, so it's a guild coffee shop right across the train station.
Do we know, well, given the name and given that I was described, blah, 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 do I know what the woman looks like that we should be looking for?
I'm sorry, do you know what the what looks like?
Do I know what the woman looks like, given that I've had descriptions and stuff from the...
Yeah, you've got a list of descriptions, so you can compare it. Sure, yes, yes, you do.
All right,
Are there any
who would like to go ask about the female friend, I say, looking at the reporter?
Are there any pictures in the in that apartment?
Yeah, there would have been some pictures around.
Okay, are there any pictures that look like it might be her?
Sure. You get a picture of her and who you assume is her husband.
Okay, so now we no longer have a description, we have an actual photo.
Take a chip for that.
Do you want to ask at the coffee shop about your friend who you were supposed to meet but got a bit delayed? And do they remember her? Someone less creepy of one of us did it. Because especially since we are supposed to be in disguises and not public and stuff.
The guy with the fake nose and glasses wants to know where this woman has been.
Okay, hang on. We're both going to be wearing different stereotypes of disguise, so I'll take the fedora and large trench coat. Have you got the little bowler hat and the...
I'll have the handkerchief that ties under the nose because I'm supposed to be sneaky. So, Ms. Rackham?
What was that?
Would you like to ask at the coffee shop, please, if someone knows if someone saw this woman?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll ask around discreetly, order a nice cup of coffee, and ask if anyone's seen anything or anyone.
Oh, sure. Give me a rapport roll there. I'm going to clear the dice real quick.
I have no social skills.
What's your total?
That gives me a 2.
Oh, 2. Yeah, that's good. Sure. Do you flash the picture as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, so someone who's working there now is taking a look at the picture, and he's a young man, and he's mid to late teens. He's still a very young man. And he's looking at the picture and lets out a slow whistle. It's like, oh yeah, I remember this lady. She had the most beautiful red hair. It was a couple of days ago. Yeah, I remember this. This is the same day that our cooler had problems. Yeah. So what are you, her sister?
No, she's just a friend. What happened to your cooler?
Some jerk put a lock on it.
A lock? That's not nice.
Yeah, it's one of these outdoor dealies, you know, we get deliveries every now and then. And some jerk stuck a padlock on it the other day, and we just, you know, the boss wanted to have it cut off, and just haven't got around to it yet. We haven't needed anything out of there.
Oh, subtlety. Oh, dear God.
But have I ever told you how much I hate you sometimes?
we are going to go if someone up.
Yeah, so what was she doing when you saw her?
She was getting ready to hop on a train, said she got a letter from her husband, and that he'd gotten a new place somewhere. She was really excited to be heading out of town.
Oh, you don't remember where, do you?
He thinks for a minute and says, no, she didn't talk about it too much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do about your cooler? That sounds like really inconvenient to have a lock on your cooler.
The boss will be by sometime today or tomorrow and cut it off.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Well, good luck with that.
Oh, sure. So, do you want anything? We got some great coffee.
Yeah. I buy a cup of coffee and drink it.
Mm-hmm. We're getting Nick back on. Sure, he chats with you for a while. You know, he's kind of he's a gawky kid. He's doing a very poor job of hiding the fact that he's hitting on you. you think that he probably does it a lot around here.
Well, I finish up my, when I finish up my coffee, leave him a really good tip.
Oh, yeah, he thinks so. It's any time.
Two right. Suspicious individuals outside are waiting for you to exit so they can quiz you on what happened.
Yeah, so I exit and tell everyone. So, she went out of town to join her husband somewhere, apparently, and it was a couple of days ago.
Well, we know that is quite impossible.
Yes, we would have known if they were contacting each other.
Yes. Although this does...
Yeah, but she took a train, but no one... He doesn't know where she went. He just knows that she was very excited to hear from him and travel out of town.
At least now we know how our killer... Well, I'd assume that this is our killer's normal method of tracking down his victims, is to tell them that their families are getting back in contact with them. We could wait at the next house to be targeted, and you, Ms. Rackham, could pretend to be the distraught wife, if you are all right with the idea.
I'm thinking with the level of surveillance going, that just won't work. I'm thinking that it might be easier to just intercept the mail or literally just follow them around and see where they go. And if they do get on a train or do go someplace where that would be isolated or away from their normal pattern, that we contact them then. But I don't think I'm going to get away with impersonating someone.
Yes. Although the problem with that is... Sorry.
No, it's just mainly so that there's someone there so they can deliver a letter to the place, rather than we expect you to actually be the woman and in the meeting or anything.
Plus, it may be a little interesting if we were to start following these people while our own people are trying to get them out of Metapol. We may start arousing suspicions from our would-be allies. Mr. Marshall, any other ideas?
Well, it seems like the trail's gone cold at this point. I just want to start asking about the train station for anyone who's going to leave. That might be a little bit hard.
Well, not necessarily. Since we have her picture, we could, in theory, ask Miss Blair or some of her people to ask if they'd seen that person, if they'd seen her. And if they bought a ticket and where they went. Or at least where they bought a ticket to. Doesn't have to be anything official, just an interest.
So, yeah, what do you want to do? Check out the train station. Or do... You suggested a few things here. So what is your group want to tackle?
Well, seeing as the train station is nearest, I second that. It's right across the road, after all. And
start asking around. We may draw more attention. We're not exactly our disguises may or may not be, if we are indeed disguised, I'm not quite sure at this moment. That might be drawing a bit too much attention to who we are. Miss Wrecker might be able to ask around, or Mr. Morphin here might be able to, but I doubt the two of us would get away with it so easily.
So, should we pursue a second course of action while they do the more overt things that we no longer can?
And there's no other information you managed to get out of the guy other than he was just waiting for a train? Miss Rackham?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. I can hear you now.
Hello. There's no other information you got from the guy other than she was waiting for a train?
No, she took a train to meet her husband, but it was out of town. But that's all the information I was able to get without, like, trying to dig too deeply. Other than that, that restaurant, their cooler, has been locked by someone who doesn't work at the restaurant, which is a bizarre thing.
Odd.
That is odd. I mean, honestly, if you know, maybe someone should go over there with a pair of bolt cutters at 2 o'clock in the morning and see what's actually in that cooler.
When did that happen?
The same time.
What?
It happened around approximately the same day. The only reason why...
Do we know where the cooler is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's these are fairly common in Metapol. It's attached to the back end of the building. You know, think of it as kind of a the old style. It's attached to the back of the building. It's got the heavy doors to keep everything colder inside. Of course, they have refrigeration now. But yeah, it's easily accessible. Yeah, nice house. There you go.
Right. I think maybe we should go now rather than later.
Yes.
Sure, it's around behind the back of the restaurant. It's in the, it's fairly in the open, but there's not really anybody else on the street. There's a few people milling around with an eyesight, but no one's really paying attention to you.
Bolt cutters.
I don't happen to have a pair on me, but I don't think that's going to matter.
Yep. It's actually a fairly good lock, but with your burglary rated at what it is, you can pop that lock fairly easily.
Oh, look, it's open.
Yeah. Bump. All right. So you open up the ice house, and the first thing you notice is that there is a suitcase at the very front.
Oh, no. There's a body in there.
And you go in?
Of course.
Yes. All right. Yeah, there's hanging sides of meat in here. It's kept, you know, very cold. They do have refrigeration, as I was saying. And, the meat are all on kind of, hooks in the ceiling, that you can slide back and forth. And as you're walking through, there is, beef on one side, pork on the other. And, as you're going through and...
Our missing woman.
Yes, is hanging from one of the meat hooks. Filed on the beef side, not the pork side. looks like she was probably killed when the hook went through her spine, but if that didn't finish her off, the cold probably did.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And you want to leave this alone, Nick?
I believe we should leave as quickly as possible.
The missing woman who went to go beat her husband on a train when her husband is locked up in Savage Island, she is dead. Surprise heard around the world.
But psychopaths are your speciality. You know, it takes one to know one and all that.
Yeah. I'm thinking wedding band or something we can at least give to the husband as an indicator of token or something.
You're wearing gloves. We don't want to end up in worse situation than we already are. And Miss Rackham, I think your reputation is the one we should be most careful with right now, because you can gain access to things we cannot.
And I'm being very careful not to touch anything, and to once I see the body, I am getting out of there. I don't want to be there.
Fair enough. The quickest way we can draw the killers out is to get our fellow in the ministry to let his boss know that he's found this person, but she's about to move out of the city, away somewhere where no one will know where she is. So they'll force him to move quickly.
Yes.
And then we take them in.
And we exact retribution.
I'm going to make a cut for just a moment, and Mr. Marlowe, you get a call on the quantum radio from one of the Cheka agents.
Yeah, what's up, Marlowe?
Yes, we're extracting some of the families now, and we come to a Tiffany Mork. We got her out just fine, but when our agents was leaving the house, she got a call. Apparently her husband was trying to contact her and telling her to take a certain train.
Oh. Well, make sure that she, we'll make sure she's on that train. And for, she will have several, yes, at least Miss Rackham, Mr. Von Hundegaard, and several others, and we'll... I'll, give me the time and place, and we'll see what's up.
Sure. He does. It's supposed to be on Sunday evening, and it says, do you really want her to be on the train, boss?
Yes, there will be a couple of people to make sure she arrives safely, and okay. We'll...
She hasn't heard the message herself, so should we tell her that her husband's asking this? What do you want to go with on this?
Tell her to her husband that we're going to send... She will be accompanied by a friend... Miss Elizabeth Rackham, and that, some other people, and we'll all have a happy time. So, wait, are they telling her to meet at a certain place or time, or just be on a certain train?
To be on a certain train.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to spook them, so. She needs to be on that train. I'll get in touch. I get in touch with Gavin and the rest of the crew and bring them on this call.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Gavin, you've got the quantum radio in the group, so you'll...
so does Undergaard.
Oh, Undergaard. True enough, yes, there you go. So you both get the rings.
Yeah, I say everybody piles on. I disguise the three of us, and, comes time, we do some preparation, and we...
Does it need to be her, or can we have someone who just looks like her generally? How well will they be?
That's a fair point. I mean, could we disguise Miss Rackham to look like her?
You take a little bit of time reviewing the description of the next lady, and you think so. They're roughly the same age and height, good wig, something to cover her face a little bit.
Yeah, I can arrange that. So let's not lie to the poor woman and put her in danger. Let's instead put Miss Rackham in danger. I like this plan.
Mr.
Don't get it done right.
Go ahead.
One of you go.
You don't mind Miss Rackham being put into danger. It'll make good press.
Not at all. However, I would like to ask Mr. Lindegaard if he could actually give me some pointers on the shooting range first.
I have a better shot.
I'm afraid, darling. We got... but we got to move on this. So.
I'm afraid I'm more of a swordsman, but I'll be sure to help you out if I can. Makes us all do this as often as he can. It saves him from going into danger.
Gavin, why don't you scout out this train tonight and check out how many people get on and see how many people we can squeeze on there. I know I'll probably go. I'll probably get Hundegaard. Let's see if we can get Policy on there as well. I assume you don't want to be involved in combat, Gavin.
I'm happy to be there. But the tonight traffic may not necessarily be representative of the Sunday traffic.
Yeah, but, it gives you a good estimate. It gives you a starting place. So, we don't want to spook them off. Because they'll probably get on the train at some point in time in between here and there and take her off. Do y'all have an estimate where they're going to take her off and kill her?
Well, they took the woman who just died straight away. I don't even know if she even got on the train. If she ended up in the cooler at the same station, I don't know if she even got on the train.
Okay, well, we disguise Rackham and then we all hide out there and then we'll kill them. Do we just want them to assume? We just kill them and have them found. Murder, robbery gone wrong. Anybody disagree?
Casual murder being discussed. It's
robots.
Oh, finally.
No.
Okay.
You're fine.
We're good.
We're good.
Not to be morbid, but I write out my last will and testament.
You'll be fine.
Let's get this done.
You guys are scumbag and hitters. I'd like to take one alive, torture them, get some information out of them, but,
This does mean if we do want to take them and not just do a bruising in front of everyone on the train, we may need to let them take Miss Rackham somewhere first before we jump them.
Wait, what?
Why not a little bit of strong persuasion from two quite heavily armed men?
Wait, this is a good paper. This is a good press for her. She can see, you gallantly stabbing someone in the face.
Gallantly! That's a good adjective for stabbing someone in the face.
I certainly believe so. And, it ain't like you ain't got blood on your hands there, Undergaard.
There's no blood on his hands because it just flows over the hilt. That's why you've got hilts on swords.
I've got a basket hilt on mine, so I'm quite secure.
Yeah, to be honest with you.
No, I'm just staring daggers down the road here, mate.
Personally, I prefer to take them both down because I take my guys alive most of the time. So, and then, because you get in with the stabby, you just protect Rackham in case one of them gets insane and goes for her. I take both of them down, and then we truss them up, and we, you know, get them to talk, and then we kill them.
One thing we might want to do then in that case, if we do take them down, because we don't have to kill them to take them out, is that we make sure Blair is nearby to respond instantly to a police call with her guys to take them away.
Well, I need them alone. No, me and them need to have some alone time. They ain't gonna get out of this alive. They killers of women and children. They ain't going to any further. They going straight to hell.
So you don't want to interrogate them first?
Oh no, I'm gonna torture them a little bit.
That's the beginning of hell.
That's what I'm saying is that we get Blair and Co. to take them away under police protection, and then we have our way with them once they're taken away.
To a police station.
Blair ain't that keen on people getting tortured and then getting summarily executed.
The torture I could pass on, but the execution I believe may be necessary at this point.
There ain't any way about this.
Unless you plan to interrogate them right there, say in the middle of the train station, we need some way of moving them. The best way would be under quote unquote police protection. And Blair would be more than happy to help us with this matter.
You can ask Blair if she don't mind, but make sure that the end of their line, it's quite clear the end of their line is coming up here shortly. Blair needs to be fine with that. If she ain't fine with that, she ain't down with this, because they got to die.
What's our reading of Blair being so far in a metallite dispute?
Given that we do
something of it.
Say that again. Ah, that helps.
Given that we do know Blair quite well, how do we think she would be willing to go along with the torture and execute side of taking these people out?
Knowing Blair, if you could give her proof that this person has been killing women and children, she'd be all over it. You'd have to prove it to her, though.
That's a lot of work. I say we just take them to the meat rack, torture them up a little bit, then kill them.
Okay, you're in the middle of a train full of people?
No.
How do you get them away from where we take them down then?
Basically, they have to approach the train some way. We sap them over the head, then we drag them away. We drag them over to the meat, or we scare them, and we say, you bad guys, I'm going to kill you if you don't, do what I say. And then we kill them later. I like my plan. Alright.
Fine, let's just get on with this and see what happens when they turn up. They may not survive the encounter that long.
Right.
Yeah, let's just do this before I change my mind.
Very good. Do you guys want to do that? We could do it very shortly if you want to, or we could make it more drawn out on the next one. Yeah, however you want to do it. You want to finish it tonight? It won't go that much. Okay. Everybody good with that?
I like to.
Sharon?
I'm good.
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, she's supposed to get on the train Sunday evening. You have a time, and she. Well, basically, you've got all the information for what she wants, where she's supposed to go, what she's supposed to take, etc. How do you? You're gonna dress up Rackham first, right? So, someone, give me a disguise roll on her.
I have a 7 to my disguise roll. Would someone mind rolling me 4D?
I'll get it. So you've got a 7 disguise. So it looks like 7 is your roll, as you've got neutral otherwise. So yeah, good job. She looks like the description you have fairly well. You don't have a photo of the woman, so you're going off the description. But she's about the right height, right age. And if you put on the right clothing, so you can disguise her a bit more from a distance.
I should have been a fashion model. I should have been done in a fashion.
All right. So who's actually accompanying her, or are you all going to follow from like a distance? Is someone going to be with her the whole time, or just watching? Okay.
I can be with her.
You're going to be with her. All right.
Honestly, I'd rather be with her, except, you know, I just happen to be walking in the same direction rather than...
Yeah, pretty much.
So you're going to be just another passenger around, is what you're saying.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
And it sounds like...
And you have disguised us up to not look like who we are as well, haven't you, with your disguise role?
Well, I'm going on. Yeah. You guys have been disguised the whole time from your original roles. I'm sure you've gotten used to touching it up in the mornings, etc. So, yeah, you've been disguised this whole time. So, Gavin and Marlo are going to be just out in the crowd and watching. Hunter Guard, what are you doing?
If you want to go ahead and call Tanya and let her know I'm coming up.
I guess I'll cut that.
Oh my god.
I'm going to have to edit this one so much.
Can I actually just get a mic check? I found out that for some reason my microphone was set to 30% boost.
That'll do it. You sound much better. All right, so what are you doing? What is Thunderguard going to do? Or where is he going to be?
I think, first of all, we should procure Ms. Rackham a Tesla gun first, one of the tasers.
Yeah. Easily done.
Yeah.
Someone gave her some basic training on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Shoot.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I may be a bit conspicuous because I have the strange device of my rifle with me. So, yeah, I'm probably going to... Our two opportunities are either to wait at the place where they're meant to pick her up and to stay with her on the train, right? Those are the two options?
Pretty much.
Assuming that they don't pick her up before she gets on the train, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get on the train beforehand so you're already, when the doors open, you're already at the station?
Mm-hmm. And then if she does not get on, then I will get off the train at that station.
Yeah.
Very well.
We'll give you a go on the radio signal to get off the train if she decides to take.
Okay, so Underguard's going to be in the train. Marlo and Gavin are going to be in the crowd. And Austin, you're going to be with her?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the train with her.
Well, are you going to... Okay, that's on the train, but is anyone accompanying Miss Rackham to the station... About the station, that sort of thing.
Well, if any paranoid people doesn't have any objections to it, I'll be going with her, accompanying.
Well, that's fine.
All right.
Good.
And Elizabeth, are you making any preparations other than getting a Tesla gun and...
and a couple of really nice, long, sharp hat pins? No, not much.
All right, sounds good. Okay, you need to purchase your train ticket. How much sooner do you go? You purchase the tickets basically in the same diner that you went to have coffee and the nice young man chatted you up. That's where... Yeah.
Oh, that's how it works. Oh, wow.
What? Yeah, it's all like a train. It's like a shop in the train station. That was probably a bad description. So it's like it's part of the train terminal area. So the tickets can be bought in the same place. The kid isn't the one selling you the tickets. They just can be bought in the same place.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So how much before the train's supposed to leave do you show up?
What's customer, I don't want to show up much more than an hour, preferably more like a half hour.
Half hour is usually good because you've got to get your luggage checked, you got to buy your ticket. If you want to try and avoid the crowds and get on earlier, half an hour before is good.
Okay, yeah, about a half hour. And I'm going to bring a case with me, but not with anything really substantive in it. You know, junk clothing and that sort of stuff.
Right, decoy
luggage.
Just to
make it look good. Yeah.
All right. So you're in the line to buy tickets. And Austin, are you two talking as if you know each other, or are you just being near her?
My brain just went totally blank when you asked me that.
Yes, what I'm asking is, are you acting like you two know each other, or are you just standing in line with her?
As if I don't know. What do you think, Rackham?
I think you're talking just to stand in line, not like you know me.
I'll just stand in line then.
All right. It's Sunday evening, so there are not a lot of people that are boarding the train. There's probably a small handful of people here, maybe a dozen. And you're about midway in the line as people are getting their train tickets and getting everything packed in. Right in front of you, Elizabeth is a very attractive man in his 30s. He's well-dressed, just the most fashionable haircut. He's sporting a very stylish wristwatch. And you've been in line for a little while. It seems to be running a little slower than normal. And, he just starts talking to you, just casual stuff at first, saying, oh, well, it looks like we'll be able to have good seating today. Not too many people here.
Okay, just some general pleasantries, but I don't want to engage him in conversation much more than that.
Okay. He's attempting to be charming, but he realizes that you're not too interested, so, you know, after a few more pleasantries, he goes back to just waiting in line. He buys his ticket. He's going to be on the same train as you. You're up next. You get your pass. They ask if you need your luggage checked in or if you're going to be carrying it on.
I'm going to opt for the carry-on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Easy enough. So you get your ticket, and...
And I guess head towards the platform or wherever the waiting area is to board.
Okay. Get on the boarding platform. You know, as I said, there's about 12 people. There's still some in line. So about 8-9 people sitting here waiting as well. You would have been one of the earlier people in there, Hundegaard, so you can get in sooner. Marlo and Gavin, you're standing about as well.
Oh.
The nice dressed man comes up with his luggage, also carrying along. He's got a cup of coffee and nods to you.
Nod back.
What are you guys doing in the crowd? You guys want to give me alertness rolls, investigation rolls? Are you just standing in the crowd looking at your feet?
I'll give an alertness roll.
All right, I'll roll for you. Yeah.
And yeah, I would have an investigation.
You got +2 to your roll, Nick.
That gives me a 7. If I can get examination for investigation, that's a 9.
Yeah, since that's kind of what you're doing. All right.
Yeah.
Damn.
And
I'm on a 1.
That's Hundegaard.
Yeah, I can't. I haven't spent a chip all game. I'll throw one in now for a re-roll.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, not as bad. That will be a Nick 1. That will be a 3. I don't suppose Archaeologist's Eye helps at all.
No, no. Didn't think so you would. Got a 3. Okay.
Yeah.
And Mr. Gavin?
5.
5. All right. And Austin?
For, what are we rolling for?
Alertness roll. You're kind of scanning the crowd as you're...
4.
I have a newspaper. I've got a fat rolled wrapped up, so I can do the puzzle in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can look around while I'm pondering the clues.
Mm-hmm. All right. other than the man who was talking to her in line, everyone else, there's probably an even number of women to men. Several of them look like couples. The only other man that stands out is a guy who's a little on the portly side. He's got a kind of a trench coat and a fedora. He doesn't seem to talk to anyone. He's got several days' growth of beard on his chin. It just seems to be avoiding people. He's also taking a carry-on on board.
And, get him towards the Sicilian Mafia.
the conductor,
like a PC actually.
one of the conductors comes out and opens up the train doors and starts having everyone come in, checks everyone's tickets as you're boarding.
I make sure I board last.
Okay, is everyone getting on board, or is anyone not getting on board?
Oh, I'm definitely getting on board.
If she's on board, boom, we're on.
All right, everyone gets on board, and. As everyone takes their seats, it is this is a passenger. It's not a private room car. So, you know, everyone's kind of in one area. There's not that many people, so they're all in one car and it starts going along. One of the attendants does come back through and just randomly starts, we'll check people's tickets again here and there. It's not the same person that was up front. But there's also several other conductors on board. The guy in the trench coat with the case is looking very, very nervous. He's starting to break out and sweat a little bit. He's holding his satchel to him very, very closely.
Oh, crap.
The other man that is the good-looking, dashing man is in the back. He's got a newspaper laid out. He's drinking his coffee. Everything seems fairly normal. Austin... One of the conductors comes up and asks to see your ticket.
I fish it out of my coat pocket.
He looks at it and puts a punch on it. Rackham, I assume that you guys, since you're staying close, where you're very close seated together, like in the same section or close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. All right.
Either sitting across from her or on the other seat from her.
All right. Tickets, ma'am? He asks. Is he?
Okay. I have my ticket ready for him.
Mm-hmm. And what was your alertness and roll?
Oh, mine?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Roll one.
Zero.
wow. That's horrible. That gives me a minus one.
Minus one. Okay. You going to stay with that?
No, I'm going to spend chip.
Okay. And what aspect are you going to... pull. All your aspects would have refreshed by now, so you can use any one you have. And you're going to reroll, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like to say in the pause here that if they're doing what I think they're doing, that's pretty clever. I got to give it to them.
Okay.
I wonder if we have the same suspicion. But we'll find out.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah, that ends up with a two.
A two. Okay. All right. Let me clear the dice here. Sure, the conductor takes the ticket from your hand and goes to clip it, and the little hole punch thing nips a bit of your finger, and he starts apologizing profusely. So, oh, I'm so clumsy. I'm so very sorry, ma'am. Let me get you a tissue. He fishes out a handkerchief. He fishes out a handkerchief. And applies it to your finger. He it's just a little prick. He didn't get you very, very bad there. And he just can't seem to apologize enough.
I'm not going to let him actually use his own handkerchief.
Okay.
Is it like really bleeding a lot?
No, it was just a little prick. He just got you with the edge of his little hole punch.
Nice.
I want to whisper to Gavin, it's really going to be a shame to kill these guys. I mean, this is artistry here. I got to applaud their subtlety here.
Yes, let's let Elizabeth have her scene.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I'm not going to let him use his handkerchief, but I'm going to go into absolute histrionics at the sight of blood. Blood.
All right. It's just a little welling of blood, just a little drop, but you go into your your act. Give me give me a deceit roll to see if you don't have deceit, that's fine. Just roll four dice. If you do, great.
And that gives me a 5.
Oh, very nice. It's very convincing. It's very convincing. The guy is just looking very ashamed. He starts calling other conductors up, and two more conductors come up to try and calm him. It's like, oh, we can take you to the first aid station, ma'am. We can, can we get you something to drink to calm your nerves? So everyone's kind of looking, your way now, just wondering what's going on. The man who is in the trench coat and sweating looks even more nervous.
I'm keeping my eye on him.
He tips his hat down and he looks like he's getting up out of a seat and he's heading towards the restroom. The dashing looking man is looking up concerned from his newspaper in your direction. So they want to take you back, to the infirmary car to check you out since you're making such a fit. They're afraid that, something might truly be wrong.
I don't need to go to the infirmary, but this is unacceptable, and I will make sure that someone knows about this.
Oh, of course, ma'am, of course. Those of you, are watching, it's becoming a little harder to actually see what's going on now because everyone's kind of craned and looking, and there's several of the conductors around her seats. The best person who's got the view right now is Austin. Okay? And, Elizabeth, I'd like you to make me an endurance roll.
Yep. Crap. Wow. No, you're the red. Right. But you're not the blue.
Okay, I don't have endurance, so I guess that's a 0.
Okay, 0. You actually do start feeling a little faint, as you were getting yourself worked up for your Oscar-winning performance here. You actually do start feeling a little sick to your stomach.
Ruh-roh.
So the conductors are saying, please, we'll take you to the infirmary. It's just over here. We have a doctor on board.
Okay, I do what any self-respecting lady would do at the time.
Rape.
Yeah, I look at Austin, and I go, sir, don't I know you from somewhere?
He looks down at his tie. I think so.
Okay. It's like I think I need a doctor, a real doctor.
Oh.
Oh, that's brilliant.
He goes, I can't stop laughing now. Hold on, just a minute.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, I can get up. It's like, oh, let me take a look at that. As he's looking over at the conductor, kind of pushing the conductor out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I said, you are the closest one to this situation, and I'm going by your original alertness role. The conductor, the Nipter, isn't part of the trained personnel that's sitting here and kind of doting over her, trying to offer aid. He's not here.
Hmm. And I'm making it very obvious so any other PCs could see me doing this, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Once again, it is hard for them to see what's going on because you've got this kind of, you know, all these conductors that are leaning over you, making it very hard to see what's going on in the seats. I mean, it's not a huge room or anything, but they can't see exactly what's going on. Nick, I think you got a 7 or a 9 for your alertness?
A 9.
A 9. Okay. The conductor that nipped her, looking very flustered. The last thing you kind of heard was that, I'm going to go inform the doctor. And he, is leaving the car.
I'm sorry. If it's alertness, I got a 7. If it was investigation, I got a 9.
Yeah. The 9 will, since you were actually trying to pay attention to specific things. So you can take the 9. Either way, it's high enough.
I will I will try to precede him into the next car and motion Gavin, you know, what I'm doing. Or Von Hundegaard, if he's around.
Yeah, I would have sat at like the end of one of the end of the car, so as not to be clearly identified as part of this grouping. So,
all right,
no, that one makes sense. Sat in one end, I sat on the other. So,
okay. Yeah,
sounds good. And you guys do actually manage to precede him in, making it look like you're simply just getting up and stretching your legs. All of you have alertness rolls high enough that you notice the worried expression he had in the other room. As soon as he steps over the threshold, his step becomes slower, and you know the expression completely changes. And he goes to the next group of people, and it's like, "May I see your tickets, please?"
Oh yeah.
Meanwhile, in the other room, Elizabeth, you're gone from being nauseous to you're feeling things are starting to spin a little. How many boxes do you have in physical?
Two.
Two? Okay, yeah. You're starting to feel really not well.
Okay, are the conductors still there?
Yes, although they're giving you room, as apparently you've identified this person as a doctor who is looking you over.
Okay,
Austin, yes, you can, even not really being a doctor, there are some things that are obvious. Her heart rate has gone up. She's starting to sweat and looks very pale.
Here's something. Can I use survival to tell if it's any poisons I would know?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
The most poisonous country.
Yes. I'm just like, wait a minute.
That's a good aspect to have.
Yes. Mm. Okay, defudge. And I haven't spent any chips yet, so I'm thankful for that. Ooh, all right, that's six. Yeah, six in total without spending a chip.
Okay, very good. Yeah, she is obviously suffering from a poison. You don't know the specific poison, but you know the symptoms. It's working on her heart and respiratory system. From some of the very poisonous boogers you're familiar with from your home country, you think that she's going to go into heart attack here pretty soon.
Do I know any homebrew?
Yes, you do, since you have the aspect of coming from a very dangerous place. You've got to get her laying down so the blood isn't going to her head and heart as quickly. You need to, if it was her finger that it was in, you need to get that, you got to position it so that it, above her heart. You need to tie off that arm so it's not going to go any faster.
Yeah.
So you know the basic stuff of what to do, and I assume you go about doing that.
Oh, he does it almost immediately. He makes sure he clears room.
All right. What's everyone? So the conductors have moved out of the way enough, so anyone still in that cart can see who is still there, if anyone.
And I pretend to faint.
Okay.
I'm not sure you have to pretend too hard.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yep. Good enough. And in the other room, after the conductor kind of checks a couple of people at random, he starts heading off to the baggage compartment.
Oh, good. I need to check my baggage, I think. Don't we, people? Yes, I suddenly need to check my baggage.
Well, I believe... following him.
I need to check. See if I have enough plastic sheets to
open up. All right. Not being conspicuous at all as three guys start following the conductor back. Actually, he rolled pretty miserably on his alertness roll. So you get to the luggage area where he has taken off his conductor's outfit. Underneath, he's got like a single suit of what looks like a repairman suit, and he's put on a repairman's hat. He's wiping something off his face. Looks like
a stun knife to the back. I'm hoping.
All right, I'm gonna have everybody initiate here. Including you, Elizabeth?
D4 for me,
David. Okay.
D4 for me.
Yeah. Ooh, three negatives.
Thank you, Bart. I appreciate your role.
You would have done this, Ryan. You know it.
What's your total, Nick?
Yes, that would be two for me.
Two, okay.
This is alertness. For me.
Five for Elizabeth.
This is alertness, right?
Yes, alertness.
Four.
Four, okay. And Gavin?
Six. Seven.
Six. I'm sorry, I keep messing it up. Is it Gavin or is it Gavin?
Gavin.
Gavin. I will write in.
You've always said Gavin. I've just said whatever. I just can't.
sorry. And you got a what? Sorry.
Six.
Six. All right. Well, let's see what he goes on here. He goes on a three. All right. And something else is going to happen.
I'm sure lots of things are going to happen.
Ooh. And on a five. Ooh. Okay. On a three, he hasn't noticed anyone yet, so he's going to slide open the door and climb out on the car. The train that is, yes, it's moving. The next person low would be a four.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a two.
Oh, you got a two. That's right. What were you doing then? He actually.
Oh, I was gonna, unclatch my baton and smack him in the face.
Smack him in the face. Okay. Who got the three? No, that was the two. I'm sorry. That was okay. Who got the four? Was it for Elizabeth?
No, that was me.
I got a five.
Oh, you got a five. Okay. What is Austin doing? You're still with Elizabeth right now.
Yeah. He's doing his various methods of keeping her alive and not having a stroke and or heart attack. So he's doing what he can and trying to get out the poison.
Okay. This also happens on four. The guy that went into the bathroom... comes out and starts yelling. He opens up a suitcase, exposing two sides full of dynamite, and he starts. spouting out, "Death to the guilds! They've ruined my life, and I'm taking everyone out here with me."
God, did I get a moment to help someone? I say. God forbid he has shaken my head at the sky.
On five, Elizabeth, you have pretended to faint. You are not fainted. You have pretended to faint. The poison affecting you right now is just going to give you a minus one to your roll so far, but you're going to continue to feel worse as the rounds go by. I'm going to give Austin a doctoring roll of sorts here on his turn to see if you start feeling better or not. But what do you wish to do? Right now, you're playing dead or fainted.
I groan at the guy. Not now. If you can wait, I'll make you famous.
Nice. And the six?
Is Hunter God gone yet?
Let's see. I thought so. I thought he said he was pulling out his...
I made a offhand comment that it's about time he got a shock knife in the back. Okay. I'm not the one with the shock knife.
Okay. All right. So what do you
wish? Those two are going to attack him. Is there a medkit nearby I can spy?
It's for a... for a point there will be, because you're not in the medical cart.
There's actually an infirmary car. I just don't believe there was an infirmary car in this damn train. Yep. Okay, fine. I'm going to spend a point. I've got plenty of the bastards.
All right.
Grab a big kit and start heading back.
Okay, so you're going back, and you have the top action, so you go ahead and do that.
Yep.
Okay. Luch leaves the five. Ms. Rackham, you... actually, I guess it'll be timed right as he says it. So here's what I want you to do. Give me a... You're going to do mental combat against him to persuade him not to do something just yet, as what you've said is kind of startling to him. Like, what the heck? So go ahead and give me a roll. Probably,
I say rapport.
Yeah, rapport would probably be the best roll for it. Oh, sweet! What's your total? Nice. What's your total, Sharon?
A three.
Okay. All right. Let me give him his pulse rate, a little mental defense here. Okay. Yeah. he looks at you stunned and says, "What?" So, yeah, you've delayed him from doing something there. Doctor, if you want to give me a roll, it would just be your scholarship roll since you don't actually have medicine. Just going off of what you remember about poisons.
Ooh.
Oh, nice roll.
That's three pluses with, where's my scholarship? Right. Two.
Nice, that's, so five total.
Yeah.
Very good. Elizabeth starts feeling better almost immediately. You know the poison's still in her, but you've slowed it down by doing what you have so far. Okay, and...
I'm very good at poisons.
Yeah. And what is... Hundegard, what are you doing?
No, pommel to the back of this guy's head to stop him climbing out of the hatch.
All right. Okay, he goes on the same, so we're going to do an opposed fighting roll here. I'm going to give you a bonus of two, since he didn't know you people were here.
I may not need it.
That's or you eight. May. He is a trained assassin.
8, 10. If, with that plus 2, it's a 10, not including my sword benefits. I get the swordsman's art for, and my weapon's own qualities. So.
Okay.
So that's.
Hey, chips. You know, you can't say something
yeah. you need. Okay. Well, at the moment, I'm sitting on a 12, and I'm going to throw in anything from my sword I think may be applicable. Let's have a look.
At a 12, you can stop there if you want. Yeah, he does have a chip, but with two negatives, even at his marvelous skill of a 6, you're gonna blow through his track. So, well, I suppose I could do it on a reroll. I'm gonna go ahead and reroll it just to. The best I can do is a 10, but that might be enough for you to not take him out in one.
Take a minor, take negatives and stuff, consequences, he'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, so he's going to end up with a 6. So what are you going to end up with?
With just raw stuff and my specialization, I'm getting a 12. Because you gave me that. You gave me that plus 2, so.
Right, yes, okay. Because you took him unaware, he's going to have to take a major consequence to be able, or, well, no, you'd have to take a major because you're going to be 6 in.
I can do more.
Actually, you hit him with a weapon, too, so it actually is more. Yeah, so you beat him by 6, and then what does your weapon do for damage?
We've been going for 2, I believe, from...
Right.
But it is the pommel, so you may not give it 2.
Yeah, he goes down. But you'd have to take a major and a moderate to be able to get rid of all of that. I think he goes down.
Can I leave him to you, Mr. Muller?
Oh, yeah. I'll
spin it. I know. I'm sorry. Running back. The end of my action is start running back to the other car then.
All right. You guys would not have heard the guy yell in the other car, but Gavin goes back with the first aid kit, and he sees the guy standing around the bathroom. He's got the luggage held open, showing all the dynamite. He's got his finger on a trigger, and he's looking a little confused as he's looking at Miss Rackham.
All right, from the bottom again.
Yep. So yeah, he is going to attempt to push the trigger, but he's basically engaged in a test of wills with Miss Rackham here, so he may not be able to. Miss Rackham and him will go on the same action because of that. And I think the doctor you're still going to work on, Miss Rackham, or are you going to do something differently after you think you have her stabilized, Austin?
Oh, me?
Yep.
Yeah, she's stabilized. Can I do anything else for her?
Not until you can actually get some medicine. You think you've done all you can for her.
Okay. So I can't get any bags of ice on her arm to constrict her blood vessels so the poison doesn't go everywhere?
You could do more that way if you want to. This is just all you could do with what you have right here at the moment. If you want to go and get some ice, that's fine.
Okay. No.
There is this crazy man that's sitting here sweating with a pile of dynamite in a suitcase waiting to blow you to kingdom come, though.
Oh, well, I kind of...
He's holding a detonator in his hand?
Yes.
Perfectly honest, I literally forgot about him until you said something. I'm not even joking. He just disappeared from me. I can use my universal gadget to have a Tesla pistol, can't I?
Sure. You since you know she came armed, we can say you came armed with something like that. That's fine.
So you're gonna
shoot him on your turn? That's what you want to do?
Yeah, because I have a very, very good shooty. Superb.
Okay, now do realize you're going to be shooting him with an electric weapon while he's holding several pounds of dynamite. just keep that in mind.
Yeah. Hum that thing.
Would have been better just to go up and punch his lights out.
Could be. So yeah, if you want to go up and do that. And what's Marlowe gonna do? You're just gonna the guy is out, so you just wanna restrain him. I think that's what he said he was doing. Yep. Gavin.
Yeah, I'll restrain him.
Gavin, it's top of the action, and what do? You just come through with your first aid kit, and you see this guy looking a little shaky, hand on a detonator, suitcase full of dynamite.
I'm your friend. You can give the detonator to me. I will do this for you.
You're trying to talk him down? Sure.
I'm trying to hypnotize him.
Oh, okay. Since he's worked up.
I took this so I can use this in social combat. I was asking you about
that. Yes. Now he is worked up. So getting him into that calm state is going to be harder.
I'm just trying to get him to give him the detonator. I don't care how worked up he is.
Well, I'm just saying he can resist it a little bit better because he's worked up. But go ahead. Make your roll.
You don't know how many chips I've got. Oh, that's a Titan. Okay, that's not the right number. Let's have the right number of things. That's a plus one already. I'm going off to seat. That's a 5 to start with.
Okay, not quite enough to finish taking him out. Elizabeth's already gotten some off him.
Okay. I'm going to take his aspect failing courage, because obviously he's quite nervous about this, in order for him to get someone else to do it.
Sweet. Okay.
Why should we go for our aspects all the time?
Yes, you can. Yep, and that's a fair one to tap. So that gives you a total of what?
What am I? The 7 at the moment.
Okay, that's enough to finish taking him out. He goes a little slack jaw. His eyes glaze over, and he walks towards you, and he's handing you the suitcase, and he's handing you. Here you go, nice man.
Right, and now that other way. Next.
Yes, and next, I assume if Austin still wants to, he comes up behind him and clobbers him.
Why not? I just kind of stand up and go, and punch him in the back of the head.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, he'll just go over as he'll fall over as you do that, as Gavin has actually taken him out with the social combat, so you will knock him out for. As well.
And I'll turn around like being all the hero going, ooh, look at me.
I let him take the applause.
Meanwhile.
I pass on the medkits to do something useful. Well, I don't know. I'll give them the to deal with, and I'll do the medkit.
Yes, I was going to say, you actually have medical skill.
Yeah. So, on to the others.
Right. Essentially what you're going to do is giving her a shot of adrenaline.
Oh, I've got this chemical too. I'll just shoot that into you. Oh, I've got this other one. I'm not doing anything with it. At least use it as well.
Yeah, just give me a roll and just don't roll 4 negatives and you'll be fine.
Even if I roll 4 negatives, that's still a 4.
Oh, then don't worry about it. Yeah. Because because they keep, the equivalent of like an EpiPen and these sorts of things for people that have allergic reactions. And Ms. Rackham is feeling much better now.
Nice. Quite the story, huh? Is the bomber still unconscious?
He's slumped over the floor. He's muttering something like, you said you'd make me famous.
Didn't say we're kind of famous.
Sure. What's your name?
Marty.
Marty? Okay, Marty. after the nice guys in the uniform deal, you know, talk to you, I tell you what, I'll come and I'll interview you.
Okay. Blow you all up.
No, I'll let you get your story. I'll let you get your story out. How does that sound?
Okay. Still want to blow everybody up.
I know.
Yeah, he just keeps kind of muttering that to himself. Blow everyone up.
Hey, Gavin, that dynamite could be useful.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting for that.
Talk to the Aussie. He's got it, not me. He's the ticky guy.
All right. All right. It's 42 after. I let you have your fun and catch your killer. So we'll end it there for the night.
Okay.
I knew you had a bomb.
Oh, yeah. How many chips is Elizabeth at right now?
5.
Okay, take one more for trying to talk the bomb guy down initially with the "I'll make you famous" line. That was pretty cool.
Indeed, I liked it.
Yes.
Cool.
All right, guys. I guess I am. I'll say goodbye now. Hopefully, people had fun.
Yeah.
Still didn't get to free dare, but you did something.
Yes. And you wanted to skip this logos.
Yeah, I'd still rather have dealt with this later, because if we could have known it.
But now we have dynamite to use on the monkeys.
Well, if we know real dare is alive, we could have done some real planning, but now it's just more.
But now you have dynamite, and it makes everything better.
Exactly. Oh, mm-hmm. Hey, Bert.
Yes?
I want to spend a chip to make the RRC, Reckless Robot yes. Circuit.
Nice. Okay, let me note that here. RRC, Reckless Robot Circuit. Okay. All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right.
Yes. And you, Ben.
XP.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Take 2 for tonight. You did a lot of exploration setup, and you caught a very, very bad killer.
And a bomb.
Yep.
I still think that pretty boy's a vampire or something. I know there's something up with him.
Nah, he was the decoy.
Okay, go great game.
All
right. Night, guys.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes, or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least 2 episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, roleplayingpublicradio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.